A couple of weeks ago, the Washington Post reported that Al-Qaeda had begun producing a Western-style newscast for the Internet, complete with an anchor in a ski mask and a gun pointed at the camera. Well, our crack investigative squad here managed to get another advanced copy of the next broadcast. So here is the latest dispatch from Al-Qaeda News.
From around the world, out of an undisclosed location, and from under a hood to hide our identity, this is Al-Qaeda News.
Good evening.
And by that we mean fear us!
I am Mohammed.
And I am Mahmoud.
Tonight's top story, the female reporter from New York Times, Judith Miller, has revealed who told her name of exposed CIA agent. Skura Libby, you are Al-Qaeda feel-good story of the week.
American national security has been compromised. People should be pleased, but their brains are diseased by castrating women and gay sex. Death to America! Death to imperialism!
We have some breaking news from London. A bomb has gone off at undisclosed location at approximately 3:15. Tomorrow, give or take. Now in Hollywood news, here's Jerry with the Tinseltown update.
Party girl Paris Hilton has called off her engagement with fiancé Paris Latsis.
Oh boy, you're kidding. They look so happy.
The 24-year-old star of The Simple Life told reporters she just wasn't ready for marriage and didn't want to rush into it.
24? She should have 10 children by now. She's letting life pass by.
Thank you, Jerry. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I just want to let my family know I'm alive and being treated well.
Thank you, Jerry. You will die soon. And finally, I can't read cue card. As producer, we cut to sports now.
No sports! Human interest!
Idiot.
Oh, yes. Now, a special feature. We close with human interest commentary from very special guests. Here are a few minutes with Osama bin Rooney.
You know what irritates me. American imperialism and the great citizen George Bush. But also airport baggage claim. My bag always lasts one come out. Who gets first bag? No one! Then I am strip searched, then gunmen appear, and I must flee and hide in cave for 4 years.
That was a few minutes with Osama bin Laden. And that is all for Al-Qaeda News. Remember, when news happens,
we caused it.
Bye-bye!
Yeah, and I'm not sure that's right.
All right, look, we're all going straight to hell.